You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Good day, brothers and sisters. We're coming to the end of this first half of the Advent season. Our meditation passage for today is Hebrews 9, 26 to 28. But as it is, he appeared once for all, at the end of the ages, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Now, from which standpoint could we meditate on this reading? I found it helpful to imagine myself as an old covenant Jew, which is fitting given that we are reading the letter to the Hebrews. So it would go like this. It's the Day of the Atonement, Yom Kippur, a feast we celebrate annually. Our high priest is already inside the Holy of Holies, presenting a sacrifice for our sins. We hope Adonai will accept it on behalf of us all. We wait for the high priest while reflecting on our failures and misdoings of this past year. I think to myself that this year round was a bit worse than last year. I sincerely regret this, and that's why I'm here, every year. I'm one of the first in line, for I know I need mercy, and I want Adonai to look favorably on me. I'm assured of it every time the high priest comes out with this peaceful smile. Then I know my afflictions are over. Now for us, at the end of the ages, that is, our age, Jesus came as our high priest. The old era of longing came to an end with his incarnation. And we trust that his offering, this time around, so to speak, atones for all our sins, past and future. He is in the presence of the Father, now in the heavenly sanctuary, presenting himself. And we now wait for the parousia, his second coming to us, when Jesus will make good to his people the final and eternal benefits of his one sacrifice. Christ entered the midst of the human drama of sin to annihilate it and to undo its damage from within, and therefore we can now live for God in faith. And we're also strengthened by the hope of this second appearance. This is our blessed hope, what we're eagerly waiting for. In the book of Titus, there is a passage that can further help us to meditate on how to await his second appearance. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." So today, reflect on this blessed hope, this coming out from the tent that we are waiting for. Are we eagerly expecting it? And this is living our lives according to it.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.